this din of Shimon ben Elazar, just now that says there's no din tuma by Sholosh HaSholosh, holds the tongue of the Rabbi Shmuel Amru Dover Echad. They both hold the same shita. So Rashi learns Pshat Shimon ben Elazar, that's the Sman Yama, just said so it's not anything from eight. Is not mekabel sholosh hasholosh tumah, but turn of the Rebbe Shlomo Dover Echad. The mehechi teisla on the Reb Shimon. How did Reb Shimon, the first man the Yama, know this? Lemute shar begodim itumah. How do we know that all laws of begodim doesn't have this tumah of 3x3? The only svar is he lav yislay. If he only holds the turn of Rebbe Shmuel, he asked all for turn of Rebbe Shmuel. The hilkach yoytsim in eight lav dafka. That's what it says. If it comes out of a tree. The material that comes out of a tree is not makabel tumah, nok it is lav dafka. To who adin lemeitzah shlizim? Who adin if you have hair coming out from the goat's hair? V'chol midi d'lav semapishim. Anything that's not made from wool and flax. Who? V'yadi d'nok it yoytsim in eight linyin sukkah, nok lemam linyin tumah. So that's what Abayis Chiddush is. Now this Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. That anything comes out of the wood. It doesn't have a tumah. Gimel al gimel is lav dafka. Wood and it's all other materials. Because he holds like Tanan the Rebbe Yishmael. Armul Dov Rechaz, not Gemara. We have Shirin Ben Allah Zahod Yamar, and we just learned that anything comes out of wood doesn't have Tumma Gimel HaGimel. Tanan the Rebbe Yishmael, what's his aloha? Mahi, what's his aloha? The Tanan the Rebbe Yishmael. Hoyil v'nemru begodim ateristam. A lot of Parshas HaTorah, Torah talks about Hilchos Begodim. What type of a beggar is Makabel Tumma you make tittus with, has Parshas Negoyim, but Torah says Begodim a lot of places. And one of the places of Hilchas Negoyim, Tumas Negoyim, the Torah says, which beged is Makabel Tumah? Senru Pishtim. Torah says, Klo Dafka beged made out of wool and flax. So we have a limud. Ma lahalun Senru Pishtim. Just like this Pasha says, Begodim Stam. And then the Torah explains, only a beged made out of wool or flax is Af Kol Senru Pishtim. Who are then kolat terakulo? Whatever the terrorist says halach is about begodim, it only goes on a beged made out of either flax or else made out of wool. Therefore, the first Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says anything comes out of a tree doesn't have kabbalas tumah gimel agimel because he holds like the shita. When a terrorist says begodim is makabel tumis bedavket semro pishtin, I said eight for Rashi eight is lav davka. Any type of a cloth made out of something else doesn't have the tumah. So Drashi, Hoyl v'nemru begodim b'teristam, k'goyin v'tumah shirotzim, says if a sheriff touches a beged, it's makabel tumah. V'tumah smeis, t'yassir v'tumah shirotzim, oy beged oyor, uv'meis v'chol beged v'chol klior, v'chein b'shich v'zera, v'chol beged v'chol or, ashiyi olo shich v'zera, it's tummy. Uv'tzitzis, pashi tzitzis, there it says, akan fedig dayim, you have to put tzitzis, akan fedig dayim. Upor, so a lot of places the Torah says halach is about begodim. Upor the chakosu be echad mihem v'tumas negoyim. By the pashtus to tumas negoyim, if you have a beggar that has a negar, the beggar becomes tummy. Tchila. First it says kolal tchila. It says a cloud. V'yachachar porat, and then it says a prat. V'yah beged kia bo neged saras cloud. That's a cloud. Beged semer prat. Then it says beged semer beged pishtim. We have a drasha af kol begodim astumim. Any time the Torah says loshin beged stam, yafinu b'mametzinu. We learn it after mametzinu of tumas negoyim. To have the who binyanam the annual tzemer pishtim. Whenever the Torah says halach is about begodim, it only applies to tzemer pishtim. And that's the shitla according to Rabbi Tongue of Rabbi Shmuel that tzitzis is only mechuyev a beged, is only mechuyev in tzitzis if either it's a wool beged or else a pishtim beged. But all shar materials is not midrais to mechuyev in tzitzis. That's his shita, Tana Rebbe Shmuel. So Rebbe Shimon also holds like that. Right? I'll call Samuel Pishtim. Ravo Amano. Ravo Amar Shloisha al Shloisha Bishar Begodim Mika Benayu. Shloisha is not Sholish. Shloisha is Loshin Tvachim. Shrashi Shloisha Tvachim is the biggest shear. A tefek is like 4 inches. 4 fingers. That's 12 inches. So if you have a beggar the size of Shloisha al Shloisha, that's an afkamin of a Shar Begodim Mika Benayu. The what? To Reb Shimon ben Elazar Islay. He's Rava Dinzach and Abayim. That Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that something coming out of wood doesn't have tumah Shloisha Shloisha, only Shloisha Shloisha doesn't have. But Shloisha al Shloisha, if it's going to be bigger than 3 fingers, if it's going to be 3 tfachim, then it would be Makabel Tumah. He holds not like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Tumah Rebbe Shmuel. He doesn't know that tumah is only on a beged shel tzemer. He holds tumah can be another begodim also. This other begodim have to be gimel tfachim or gimel tfachim. That's what Rav is saying. He's thinking about now that Reb Shimon ben Elazar islay, the Tumah Rebbe Shmuel islay. According to Tumah Rebbe Shmuel, even though the begid is made out of cotton or made out of a canvas, even though it's shloisha, shloisha, three tefachim by three tefachim, still it's not makabel tumba. Because Tana the Rebbe Shmuel says, bedavka tsemru pishtim. But according to Shimon ben Elazar, he doesn't hold his shita. He holds all other begadim are also makabel tumba. There's only naftimina, there's a chumra of three fingers by three fingers, that's not by eights. But by other begodim, if it's gimel, our gimel, shloisha, shloisha tefachim, then it is makabel. The drash of Reb Shimon Islay, the behead yotono, ain't by Mishum Sholosh Asholosh. Reb Shimon says it doesn't have this chumrah of 3 inches by 3 inches. Avo shloish shal shloish, if you have three tefachim by three tefachim, there the chazay yafla ashirim. A beggar that's three tefachim by three tefachim uses even roi for ashirim, even rich people would use it. Therefore, what's matama? Olakam and yalef minole. Some will learn the psukim. How do you know this chilek? Vul tuma klal. Since he learns it out from the goyim, so how does Rava know the chilek that Sholosh al Sholosh doesn't have, but Sholosh al Sholosh does have? So the Gemara, the kula yalma miyus Sholosh al Sholosh b'tzemro pishtim mitama bin the goyim minola. And that everybody holds, though, that even though the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, three etz boys by three etz boys, by pishtin and by tzemrit zichim etami. His Reb Shimon just said that ikol yoytzim in eight doesn't have the tumah sholosh asholosh. But he is masking there's such a tumah of sholosh asholosh, even though the beggar is so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, if it's made out of tzemrit, pishtin is called the beggar to makabel tumah. How do we know this? You say such a small beggar is makabel tumah, like it's only royal for aniyim. A noshim will just throw it out. So how do we know it's called the beggar? So the Gemara of the Tanya, Begit, the Pasuk says Begit by Tumah, is Ein Liyela Begit. Begit means a whole Begit, something you can wear, a shirt, the clothing, something you can wear. Sholosh Shal Sholosh Minayin, how do you know even a very small Begit, that's only 3 inches by 3 inches, Talmud Leima Veha Begit. The Pasuk says Veha Begit. Veha Begit means something else, something more, even something that's less. Rashi begged ainly claimer. He yevik sid binagoyim begged. If I would have just said the word begged, ainly dimatama binagoyim ella begged sholim. Now the pasuk says v'ha begged. It even means sholosh sholosh. For the Gemara no v'yemel rabbi shloisha shloisha. Maybe it's only come to tell me if you have gimel tefachim by gimel tefachim, a bigger begged. That's makabel tumah. But 3 inches by 3 inches, not roi for ashirim. Maybe it's not makabel tumah. So tomorrow night, that's a kabbalchem, not kabbalchem who. Hash the shesi v'eriv metamo. There's a posit that a shesi v'eriv means you started to make a raw begin that just has the weaving of a cross and a lawn. If you have a long material, it just made shesi v'eriv. That means the length and the side of it has tumas negoyim to it. Ishloisha shloisha mi boi. If it's gimel tfachim, the gimel tfachim is also roi for something. Havad it's makabal tumam. So the chiddush is only sholosh sholosh. For the Gemara Yochi Shalosh Shalosh Namilas in the Kabbalchema. Or because you shouldn't need a postic for the Seedom. Without this, a good begging, what do I care if it's only 3 inches by 3 inches? Let it be, it's not worse than just Shasi Berim. So the Gemara name. Elishloish Shalosh Shalosh the Chazu Bain, Lashirim Bain, Laniyim, Osim the Kabbalchema. There's a swara to it. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that means 12 inches by 12 inches, that type of a begging, even an usher could use it. It could be a handkerchief, it could be a glove, he could do something with it. Therefore, it's makabel tumah. Of the sholosh shal sholosh, if it's so small, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches. Laimi mudechazi, it's only roi franim to use such a beggar like that. Liashirim lechazim, for an asher will never use such a beggar. Liyase the kavuchayma, I don't know such a beggar can be makabel tumah at all. From a kavuchayma, I wouldn't know it. It's not doimah to shesi v'erim. Shesi v'erim is like raw material that from that you could make a good beggar out of it. Even an asher would use it. It has some use. But here, if the beggar is only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no use at all for an usher. See, so I have no kabel chayim, it has no kabel tumah. So therefore, I need a pasuk for it. The pasuk is, the pasuk says, v'ha begid. And the v'ha begid, it's next to ribui, to tell me even something that's not a begid gomer, it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, still it's mekabel tumah. But time was a pasuk for it. Hola kosvi kro legarmina mekabel chayim. I will not learn it out from mekabel chayim. All right, this goes on to say that, we'll stop here.
You were holding Daf Chof Vov and Mabez on top, Shal Tvin Abaya and Rova.
Shum Ben Elazar said Alocha that Kol Yoytzim Min Eitz is Zain Boy Mishum Sholosh Al Sholosh.
it doesn't have the chumrah that a beggar that's as small as 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys is not mekabel tumah. Only pishtin. That was Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. So Baye said that Reb Shimon ben Elazar goes according to the shita of Tanan's Reb Yishmael. That Tanan's Reb Yishmael's shita was that wherever it says the parasha of Begid in the Torah, it only means davka tzemro pishtin. Torah says begodim b'alochas of tzitzis, b'alochas of klayim, b'alochas tumas negoyim, by tumas rotzim. So the Tanan's Reb Yishmael says it says all over begodim, and it says in one place by tumas negoyim, it says tzemro pishtin. He learns out, I've called tzemro pishtin. Wherever it says begodim in the Torah, it means davka shall tzemer or shall pishtim, either made out of wool or else made out of flax. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Elazar that says that kol yotzim min ha'etz does not have the tumah of sholosh al sholosh, that's because the chiddush of sholosh al sholosh says by negoyim, and that's talking about davka either by wool or by flax. So only by beged of wool and by flax do they have the chiddushim that even though the beged is so small, it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys. Still, it's makabel tumah. But all other begodim don't have that chumrah. Therefore, Shimon ben Elazar says, eitz, and more than anything, any other material, doesn't have the chumrah of sholosh al sholosh. That was Abaye's pshat. Rav Omar, shloisha al shloisha b'shar begodim iki b'nayim. He wants to know, Rav Shimon ben Elazar does not hold like Tana the Rav Yishmael. Why? Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, by shar begodim, not wool and not flax, begodim made out of cotton or made out of canvas, his maskim there's a tumor of shloisha shloisha. That means if the beged is gimel tfochim, by gimel tfochim, then it is makabel tumor. And that's not like Tana the Rav Yishmael. According to Tana the Rav Yishmael, which beged is makabel tumor? Only a beged made out of either tzemer or pishtim, wool or flax. A beged made out of other material is not called a beged at all. So Rava says, but Reb Shimon ben Elazar doesn't hold like him. Reb Shimon ben Elazar holds that all shar begodim have a tumah. When? If they're shloisha al shloisha. They have to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. And so when does Reb Shimon ben Elazar say that anything eitz, doesn't have a tumah? That's only the tumah of shalosh al shalosh. If the beged is only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, like 3 inches by 3 inches, then his maskim doesn't have the tumah. Only pishtin and semer have that chumrah, that even though it's so small as 3 inches by 3 inches, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin a beggar that's gimel tfochim, a gimel tfochim, then according to Rav, according to Shimon ben Elazar, all the godim is makabel tumah. That was Rav's chiddush. Rav Amar, shloish al shloish, if the beggar is 3 tfochim by 3 tfochim, bishar begodim iki b'nayim, that's the machlokes. To Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay. According to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even by shar begodim, not only flax and wool, abi the beged is gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim is makabel tumah. Of the Tana of Rav Yishmael, according to Tana of Rav Yishmael, lessly. He doesn't hold from that. Because Tana of Rav Yishmael holds a beged is only either wool or flax. Any other material is not called a beged, it's not makabel tumah. Something more. The Kula Yalma, according to both Abayim and according to Rava, Miyo Sholosh al Sholosh B'Tzemra Pishtim Etama B'Negoyim is Minolin. This everybody holds. That in the Pasha of Negoyim, the Torah says if a Negah comes upon a Begid, the Begid becomes Tummy. The Begid is Tummy if the Negah comes in the Begid. Now we're saying the Chiddush, how big does the Begid have to be? Even if it's only 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, still it's Makabel Tumah. So the Kashmir is, how do we know this Chiddush? How do we know that the beggar is only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, it's makabel tumah? So at the Gemara de Tanya, I'll bring you Raya. The Tanya we learned. Beggar, the Pasuk says, by negoyim if you have a beggar, and on this beggar the negah comes into the beggar, the beggar is tummy. Is aimly yellow beggar. A portion of beggar means a shirt, or pants, a jacket, something you wear, a nice sized beggar. Sholosh al sholosh minayin, how do we know if the beggar is only 3 inches, 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, and then a negah comes in that beggar, the beggar is tameh? Talmud loyma v'ha beggar, an extra posse. It could have just said the word beggar, and it says v'ha beggar. So v'ha beggar is marvi, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, still it's makabel tumah. Shrashi beggar ainly claimer. He have a ksiv v'negoyim. Beggar of the Torah would have just said the word beggar. Ainly dimatama v'negoyim ele beggar sholim. A full-size beggar. How do we, now that the Pasuk says, v'ha beged, it's even a small beged that's only gimel a gimel.
read the Gemara of Eimel Rabba Shloisha Shloisha. How do you know such a big Kiddush? If it's only mamish 3 etzboy is 3 inches by 3 inches, maybe it has to at least be 3 tefachim. But tefach is 4 inches, so it has to be at least 12 inches by 12 inches. As we aim the pasuk va begnes l'rabbis shloisha shloisha, only that size begid. But less than that, maybe it's not even mekabel tumah, even though it's wool or flax by negoyim. So it's more name lav kabel chaymu. That's a kabel chaymu ready. The begnes the size of shloisha shloisha 3 tefachim. It's kabel chaymu. Hash the shesi v'yeru. As the achidish the terrorist marbin the pashas negoyim, if you only have the shesi v'yeru that's like raw material, you started to weave it, you went upwards and you went across it. That's how you start weaving something. You just have the raw material after you wove it upwards and downwards. There's a pasuk that says shesti veriz is mekabel tumas erev. Is mekabel tumas negoyim. Is metame, that's metame, or v'zoi shloisha shloisha miboy. If the beged is a real beged that's usable, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim avada. So Taisa speaks out, the svar is, no matter how big shesti veriz is, the Torah doesn't say how big it has to be. Maybe shesti veriv has to be like a 3 tefachim. Maybe it has to be a begid sholem. Maybe it has to be 50 tefachim. That's not the point. The point is that a begid that was only made out of shesti veriv has no chshivas to it. It's just like it's raw material. You're just starting to make it. So the Torah says that is makabel tumah of the zay pshitam, that a good begid that's the size of shloisha shloisha zichem makabel tumah. So therefore, what do we need a plastic for habegit for? To tell me even the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, 3 etzboys, is also makabel tumah. Shred gemari hachib, that's a kabel chaymah. Shalosh al shalosh nami leitz of a kabel chaymah. Or vizoy, you're learning out the fact that Torah says by negoyim, a raw material of shesi verim, just the length and the cross, if you started to weave it, it's makabel tumas negoyim. Or vizoy, even 3 by 3 of a regular begid should also be makabel tumah. Or the begid, the size of 3 inches by 3 inches, the svar is, it's worth use for a patch. So if you have a pant that has a hole in the pant, so normally you put a patch there. So since this is a material of 3 by 3, it's chashuv to use for something, let that be kabel chaymah. So the more enechnami, elo shloisha al shloisha, the chaz of bein lashirim bein lanim, it's not stam a svara that 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is a kabel tumah. You need a svara that has chaz, it's mamish a good begid. It's roif ashirim. Even rich people don't throw away such a begid. If it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's usable for something. Is osi the kabel chaymah. Then we can say, since it has a chshivus of a begid with a kabel chaymah, I know it's makabel tumah. Mashenken sholosh al sholosh, if you have a small begad that's only 3 inches by 3 etzboys, is lamin hu dechazin. Who's going to use such a small patch? Only a niyim. There's an ani that has a hole in his pants, he'll put a patch in the hole. Mashenken lashir lechazin, lashir they can hold the pants, they throw away the pants, they get a new pair of pants. They don't worry about putting the small patches. So Mela, they have no use for a begad 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys. Is liyasim a kabel chaymah. So since in Svara that's not called a beggar at all, I can't learn it out from the Kalba Chayma. As a Mela, Taima Dixiv Ekruah. How do we know that a beggar shall Pishtin and a beggar shall Tzemr is Makabo Tumas Negoyim, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys? That's because we need a Pasik. And the Pasik says, Vaha Beggar. It doesn't stand to say Beggar, but it says, Vaha Beggar, and also the Beggar, it's a Reboy, even though it's only 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys. That Ella, you lo yasim for kabel chaymah, we know it. No time with the kasvikro, or the kasvikro, like gamrina of kabel chaymah. So that's good. That's how we know this. You said according to everybody that by tzemer and pishtin, I call upon him the gzeras akosav v'habeged that it's makabel tumas negoyin, even though it's only gimel agimel. For the more now kasha v'yema l'rabbi shloisha shloisha b'shar begodin. Maybe the posik v'habeged is not only come to tell me for tzemer and for pishtim that it says v'ferish in this parsha of negoyim. Maybe it's come to tell me that a beggar that's three tefachim by three tefachim, even shar begodin, different material, is mekabel tumah. And that's what the more name or makro, the posik says v'ferish in this parsha of tumas negoyim, beggar tzemer pishtim. It says only a beggar made from wool or made from flax. To be it, beggar tzemer pishtim in. Only a beged made from wool and flax, that's what has a Kabbalah's tumas by Negoyim. Of a midachrin yaloi, any other material, this is going to turn on the Rabbi Shmuel, has no Kabbalah's tumas. Loi. For the Gemara name, of a viyema, ki imiyat, when is there this miyat, the beged semel, pishtim, that only flax and wool is makabal tumas, mishalash al sholash. Maybe the miyat is only if the beged is so small. it's only 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, then there's a ribui. Then on the parshas of Negoyim, if it's wool and flax, then it's makabel tumah. But maybe shar begodim doesn't have this chiddush. If it's made out of katin or made out of canvas, if it's only gimel al gimel, sholosh al sholosh, etzboyis, it's not makabel tumah. Avos shloisha al shloisha. But maybe if you have a begin made out of cotton, that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, mitama. And there's the biggest one we had before. Since gimel tefachim by gimel tefachim, it's chazi la'ashirim. Even a rich person could use it. So that's called a begid. So maybe once it's called a begid, it has a tumas negoyim. Either Torah says begid sem or pishtim, it's mashma miyat, only flax and only wool. Maybe that's only the miyat in the chiddush, and even though the begid is so small, as 3 inches by 3 inches, makabel tumah, only wool has that chiddush. Mashenkein, a good sized begid of gimel tefachim and gimel tefachim, maybe even shar types of begodim is also makabel tumah. So the Gemara name, Trei Miyutik Siv, it says 2 times in this parsha of Tumas Negoyim that we have a begid, and the neck goes on the begid is Tomei, it says 2 times begid Semer, or begid Pishtin. It says 2 times in the parsha extra Semer, wool, and flax. Chad Lamute Mishalosh HaSholosh, want to tell you that is Chiddush, that even though the begid is only 3 inches by 3 inches from Makabel Tumah, that's only by wool and flax, and no other material. V'chad lemutim mishloisha shloisha. And another, there's another beferisher reap meat. Even though you have a cotton begid that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, it's not 12 inches by 12 inches. That's a good begid that Ashirim use it. Still, it's not makabel tumas negoyim. Because in the parsha of negoyim, the Torah says klor dafka begid semer or begid pishtim. And this is also according to Tana Devar Yishmael that the Torah says begodim here dafka means semer or pishtim. Drashi, the time when the cost of kruah, maskana the krusha, this is the maskana, the milsehi. Or benichusa, kloimar, hilkach, time when the cost of kruah, we have begit. You need an extra postik for have begit, the rabbinu, to marber it. Hilkach, mitamo. Therefore, if it's made out of wool or flax, it's mitamin. Or loy rabbinu, loy mitamo. But if you don't have a riba kruah, I would say such a small begit, gimel, a gimel, not makabotumah. Now for the Gemara of Yemel, a rabbi, shloishal, shloishal, bishar, begodim. V'sholosh shal sholosh b'tzemru pishtim mitami mikal v'choyma v'hai ribuya, what do we need the ribu for? L'shloish shal sholosh so l'shar begodim. Because now Asher is saying in Kiddush, the Maros Kasher is, maybe if it's made out of flax and wool, even though it's only 3 by 3, we know from mikal v'choyma it's mikal v'tumum. What do I need the ribu for? V'ha begid? Maybe it's come to tell me if you have a nice sized begid that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, even shar materials is also mikal v'tumum. Does the Gemara that can't be, because it says 2 times semru pishtim dafka flax and wool is makabel tumas negoyim, no other material. Omar kro begit semer prat acha klal, right after the klal it says a prat lemeima dafilu godol tisham minim lemetamah benegoyim. No matter how big a regular size begit, a good size shirt, or if it's made out of, if it's not made out of wool or flax, it has no tumas negoyim to it. The more of aim of kimis rashi shar begodim mishalosh shal sholosh debetzem upishtim mosav kavachoyma mishasti derev al sholosh shal shloisho metam rebuy deva begit is maybe if the begit is 3 by 3 tefachim it is mekabel tumah. Does something more nay nochem ol trei miyutik sivi trei zimna sivi begit semu pishtim zois teres negat zaras begit at semra pishtim. It says it 2 times in the parsha extra semra pishtim to tell me dafko wool or flax is makabel tumas negoyim, and no other material is makabel tumas negoyim. That's pshat according to the Rebbe Shmuel. So the Gemara, this is good according to Abaye. So Abaye says, according to the Rebbe Shmuel, according to Shimon ben Elazar, only flax and semer is makabel tumah. No other material is. For the Gemara, though, will the Rava, but Rava said no. Rava said that Shimon ben Elazar was the one that started off the memory and said that eight has no tumah sholosh ha-sholosh. If it's 3 etzboyis by 3 etzboyis, 3 inches by 3 inches, that's not makabel tumah, only tzemru pishtin. Now Rav has said only for the chiddush of 3 inches by 3 inches, so we need tzemru. But once it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, according to Rav, it was makabel tumah, even though it's made out of shar begodim. So the more, how does Rav know this? So the more, the Rav, do you have mashloish al shloisha? If the begit is 3 tefachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, then Rav says b'shar begodim ikabenayu. That the Reb Shimon ben Elazar is lay.
And according to Rav Shimon ben Eloza, it is mekabel tumas negoyim. And Latona de Rabbi Shmuel Leslay. According to Latona de Rabbi Shmuel, he says beferish only wool and flax is mekabel tumas negoyim. That's pshita. The Shaila of Shimon ben Eloza. Rav Shimon ben Eloza in the Braisa said that yoytzim min eitz has no tumas shalosh al shalosh. If it's only 3 inches by 3 inches, it has no tumor. The Baye says it's lav dafka 3 by 3. Who are no matter what size it is. He holds like Rabbi Hill, the turn of Rabbi Shmuel. It's only wool and flax. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Shimon means like he says. Only for the chiddush of 3 by 3, that you only have by wool. You don't have by shar begodim. Ma'ashenkin, if it's 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim, even by shar materials, also you have this tumor. For the Gemara, how do we know such chiddush? How can you mechalik and say 3 by 3 is only wool and flax? Once it's 3 tzvachim by 3 tzvachim, then even shar begodim is. How do you know this? For the Gemara, Lutonu Rabbi Shmuel Lesley Shalosh Al Shlosh B'Shar Begodim Inolei. According to Rava, how do we know that Shar Begodim cotton? If the beggar is 3 tzvachim, 12 inches by 12 inches, it is Makabos Tumas Megoyim. How do you know it? Minolei. So, yeah. And if the Gemara Nafkin Megoyim.